This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
If suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Happy Mother's Day! All right, now that that's out of the way. We're not out of the way with Mother's Day. I'm just kidding. Just kidding, right? You're like, oh,
there's the obligatory 5 seconds on the show. And
right. It's like the, just like you, son, paying us mothers a little bit of heed and then running on long. All right, I prepped, not that I'm a champion at this, but prepped a big old breakfast. I'm trying to keep my wife out of the kitchen for a day. Honestly, that's a big, big deal. And one of the things you learn moms would love more than almost anything else when you think about gifts is the gift to be left alone.
Give them a break.
It's like, just leave me alone. Give me a quiet day. Day off, right? Of course, because women, moms particularly, when you see you're a mom, you really don't ever get a day off. Maybe when the kids go away for a while, but not many days off for them. So if you got a Mother's Day story to share, if you got anything you want to chime in on or question, you moms go to the front of the line today, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super Don. We've got a couple hours of broadcast healing, and we were joking. I was joking with you. I was like, where are the Mother's Day stories? And everything you found was kind of like, I don't know how you describe it, but not in the Mother's Day stories we wanted to cover.
I don't know if it's just kind of a snapshot of the state of news and the news cycle lately,
right.
But everything was just, it was negative. I mean, really, a lot of negative stuff that they were tying into Mother's Day. And it was like, no, don't want to talk about people who got shot on Mother's Day.
No,
don't want to talk about bringing moms out of prison on mom bailout day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to talk about, oh, my mom died, here's how I deal with it day. You know, it's just, I don't know. I was kind of striking out this morning.
Well, here's a good Mother's Day story because it means the moms are not alone. We've talked about the mama bears that have had to wake up often after the fact with the danger of these vaccines creating autism or neurological damage, many illnesses and ailments, right? And of course, the moms were first out of the gate when they saw their kids because they're hanging out with them more, by and large, than the dads necessarily in our culture. Of course, there's always exceptions to this, so don't dads call me up and say, oh, I do a lot. Okay, I'm not disputing that. But the point is, where were the dads in protecting their children from the abuses of the allopathic modern medical establishment, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism? Where were the dads? Where are the dads? Well, in Texas, they're there. In fact, they're in the Texas Congressional House, I believe, maybe in the Senate, but in the Texas House. This is a big story that we're going to open up with. There was a debate about a foster care bill. Foster care bill. So they wanted to modify and update the foster care laws. There's a lot of abuse, as you know. We've covered it over the years with medical kidnap and such. And they're wanting to look at this issue in Texas and say, you know, how do we really protect these kids? And there's a Texas Freedom Caucus that chimed in on this bill. And they said, wait a second. You know what? If we're going to relook at this, I want to make sure that these kids that are put into foster care, they're not getting vaccinated when they're being examined by doctors. And you're like, whoa, what is that? That's the weirdest thing ever. There are people in Texas, men, standing up in defense of children who are brought into foster care and they don't want them to get vaccinated. They say, yeah, there is no dire emergency that requires you to immediately vaccinate children who are temporarily placed into foster care, which is actually very rooted in something uncommon in government and medicine. That is common sense. It's not like they're going to die tomorrow or kill somebody tomorrow if they don't get vaccinated. They're in foster care. Remember, the parental rights have not been dissolved completely in most foster care situations. There are issues to resolve, and more often than not, you'd hope that the kids can go back with their parents. And so these legislators in Texas are going, this is the Texas Freedom Caucus, I believe it's called. They're saying, no, we need to stop, put a stop to this. And you have not eliminated parental authority over the children and their medical interventions, right? So how is this being portrayed on the CNN story? Because I'm liking this story. Well, it's called Texas Lawmakers Spar Over Anti-Vaccine Measure.
Uh-huh.
Anti-vaccine measure, yeah. It's not an anti-vaccine measure, though. It's a pro-parental rights measure. It's saying, hey, you know, just because there's an issue that we have to resolve, it doesn't mean you just treat them like pincushions indiscriminately because you think they're under-vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. Isn't that up to the parents? God bless the Texas Freedom Caucus or whatever they're calling themselves here. But it's not smooth sailing. It's not over yet. But it's interesting in this story how there's obviously blowback from the mainstream media. They're freaking out about this.
Well, and it's an old game that they're still continuing to play. And I think people have caught on to this by now, that when you read this story, there are various ways that you could describe the other side of the debate, the side of the debate that was saying, no, we don't believe there should be a mandate on children going into foster care, that it would be mandated they must get a vaccine. So that should be something we should put into play, because it could have been a parental rights debate. Mm-hmm. It could have been a freedom of choice debate or something of that matter. But they go straight to the anti-vax label.
Right there. There's no common sense. There's no adult discussion over this. It's like this is a rational perspective to say, why do you need to immediately vaccinate children who have been put into foster care? Is there an immediate, you know, concern, even for public health? And this guy, who is this guy? Zedler. Let's see. What's the guy's name? It's very interesting. Bill Zedler, Representative Bill Zedler, vice chairman, and they call it the ultra conservative. As if that's
ultra.
Ultra conservative. Like
right before you get the alt-right, if you're ultra conservative, right?
It's Texas Freedom Caucus, and they're being called ultra conservative because they believe in parental rights. How audacious is that called ultra? I mean, what is it called, ultra liberal, when you believe in the government overruling parental rights? I mean, they just say that, well, yeah, the government's protecting you from your parents, right? Come on, man. This is just messed up. And so this Representative Armando Wall, a Democrat from Houston, questioned Zedler's motivations. He says, why are you putting vaccines into this debate about reforming child services? It's because he doesn't want kids violated in opposition to their parental beliefs, religious or otherwise. And then there was another representative, this time a woman, and far be it for me to take on a mom on Mother's Day, but she wanted to add something in there to say, hey, well, what about this? You would obviously, Zedler, you would obviously want them to prevent cancer, so let's all give them the HPV shot when they're in foster care. Boys and girls should get HPV shots, unless you're for cancer. Right. This is the outrageousness of the debate here. This woman who thinks that a vaccine could prevent you from having cancer. She's obviously not read the literature. There's no evidence to support the claim that the HPV shot prevents cancer. And even if it did, you're not going to find out for 20 or 30 years. But in fact, it doesn't take that long to develop abnormal or dysplasic cells in women who are given the HPV vaccine. So this really isn't about vaccination as it is about preserving parental rights over medical decisions, interventions, that they can connect with the doctor and make their own decision on this. Check it out. Read it. And then there's another story here that's stunning, but it's not getting mainstream media attention. Our friend Celia Farber has covered it out of Sweden. Sweden, they're saying they struck down mandatory vaccination. National Health Federation cites constitutional protection from premeditated murder. Wow. Some heavy stuff here. And Celia is also Swedish. She can speak and read and write Swedish language there. She was going through this to see, is this for real? And it turns out it is for real. Sweden said, no such thing as mandatory vaccination because it violates Parliamentary Foundation 2, Chapter 6. It violates the fact that all Swedish medical care, according to existing laws, is based on free will with regard to medication and other treatment. It violates Article 8 in the ECHR about human rights. Listen to this. This is out of Sweden, folks. Where's America's love of liberty? Take Sweden to figure this out? It violates the Nuremberg Code. Vaccines lack satisfactory scientific foundation since there have never been any adequate risk-benefit analysis comparing vaccinated to unvaccinated. Thus, all vaccination must be seen as experimental mass research. It also violates the Helsinki Declaration. I know, this is big. All vaccination must be seen as experimental mass research. How many times have I said this? You're being experimented upon. And the Swedish government is protecting its citizens to say no mandatory vaccination in Sweden. That should be front page news.
I guess the Swedes are just a bunch of anti-vaxxers.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, it's only a matter of time before they visit the Pentagon and say, listen, Sweden has been historically neutral on a lot of things, but on this thing they're not. You're going to have to start bombing Sweden. I'm telling you.
They could be accused of being biological terrorists, right?
Well, exactly, even though the biological terrorists are those that are injecting toxic medicaments that haven't been tested for safety or efficacy in reality, at least according to double-blind placebo-controlled studies, which they don't conduct. So, folks, good news in Texas on backing down forced vaccination issues. Good news in Sweden, the entire country backing it down and going, you know what, human rights, you have the free will to determine how your body is treated. Moms and dads out there should have more authority than the government when it comes to injecting toxic, not medicaments, but toxic poisons. This is an amazing day, really. Mothers, you should be proud. Dads standing with the moms on this should be proud. And those of you moms like that one woman in Texas arguing that the HPV shot prevents cancer needs to go back to remedial mom school. Listen, I get it. I know that she means well, right? But the road to hell and the road to cancer paved with good intentions. So don't let the moms get away with it that have been duped by the drug industry, by the vaccine industry, by the government complex, those who have abandoned the religion of their youth and embraced the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. Happy Mother's Day. We got a message for mothers. We got a question from a mother. And maybe you're a mom and you want to call in. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Captain Morgan's working on the notes. Should be up soon. Go to robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Another thing Mom's Day shouldn't be doing, feeding the kids extra sugar. That wouldn't bode well for moms. Moms, neither for you. But we'll talk about it after this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, hope you're creating a wonderful Mom's Day wherever you are. Of course, we talk about those 364 other days where you get to be really mean and nasty to her. So be nice today, because they put up with some stuff, don't they? Moms put up with some stuff. And, you know, I just don't want them to put up with the medical establishment intimidating them into doing harmful things to their kids any more than I want moms to do harmful things to their kids. Except when they become grandma, then they have carte blanche to do harmful things to their kids, right? Because that's when all the sweet treats and the junk food that they didn't want to give you, they'll give to your kids just so they get a little payback on you for when you were a terror and when you were a kid. Am I making that up? Does that really happen, Superdon?
No, strangely enough, it does kind of happen that way sometimes.
It does happen that way. It's like, you know, what's the great blessing slash curse from your mom? May your kids be like you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You understand what I went through growing up and raising you, right? Oh, my goodness. Well, we do our level best, and moms do beyond their level best typically, and we appreciate them. Happy Mother's Day out there. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Show notes are in the works at robertscottbell.com. Let's see. One of the things that happened during our mom's generation, Super Don, was that they were fooled and tricked into feeding us sugary breakfast cereals. And it turns out the reason that happened was because in the 1950s and then the 60s, it really kicked into gear. The sugar industry convinced the scientific intelligentsia to publish in the journals, the peer-reviewed journals, articles that would not intimate that sugar was a problem, but that saturated fat was the real cause of the problems, heart disease, for instance. So sugar got a pass because they paid for a lot of this stuff. Turns out Coca-Cola Company, PepsiCo, and all of these chocolate bar companies figured this game out. And they figured they could buy the science. Now, that probably wouldn't happen anymore, would it, Super D? That's like way in the past. That stuff doesn't happen anymore, right?
That's very old. We've advanced.
Yep.
you know, over the years that mm-hmm. now we would not allow that type of corruption or, you know, conflict of interest to exist in science because, listen, right. they say science is self-correcting, right?
Self-correcting.
It figures out what it's doing wrong
yeah.
and it fixes it and then it has, you know, moves on. Well,
unless there's a big money involved.
Oh, then, well.
Yeah, yeah, except for that. Yeah, study has made headlines stating that there's no way of knowing just how much sugar consumption is too much. So go ahead and drink your soda pop, eat your candy, eat your breakfast cereal that's pure carbohydrates.
Huh.
Yeah, that's according
to... We're not going to stand in the way of new scientific breakthroughs and new... Yeah. I mean, you know, look, if a study is done and it's done well and it proves something, we'll get behind mm-hmm. it, right?
Right,
right.
As long
as there's no conflicts of interest.
No conflicts of interest. And just so you know... The NYU nutrition professor calling the paper shameful, it was titled, How Much Sugar is Okay? And it's like, well, maybe as much as you want, because it was funded by Hershey's,
look,
Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, McDonald's,
but see,
Mars, and
no,
what?
See, here's
what?
The fun part
what?
About this is
what?
It, if you look at who it was funded by, it's funded by an organization called the International Life Sciences Institute. Now, if you looked at that just on face mm-hmm. value, the International Life Sciences Institute, mm-hmm. that sounds like some kind of a prestigious organization that is, you know, life sciences, right? It's an institute.
Oh, so
well,
saying,
it's an institute, right?
You're saying that what I mentioned about Hershey's, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, McDonald's, Mars, and Kraft Foods is irrelevant? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just another example of how these types of companies can get together and create an organization – that they can throw onto something. It's kind of like the PACs. Have you ever noticed that? Like when there's politics, and it's like this commercial has been brought to you by the Americans Are Awesome, Hooray, you know, organization. And in reality, it's George Soros, right? You know,
sure,
it's just like
sure.
you put that stuff out, and this is the same thing. You got,
but it's like astroturfing, right?
Exactly.
They create a movement about that doesn't really exist in order to elicit a response that shouldn't be. And that is, it's okay to eat as much sugar as you want. Now, granted, there are natural sugars in whole foods, and I don't mean whole foods, the grocery store. I mean in foods that have been unadulterated, unmolested, not loaded with toxins, right? Just as it is. And that's different. We talk about sugar cane, sugar beet. We know there's a high mineral content before it's refined into crack cocaine, sugar-like substances, and that is not good. But as I come back to again and again, and for my new listeners, the Robert Scott Bell Show, the number one mineral that is removed from sugar-containing foods is chromium. Without chromium, you can't metabolize sugar safely into and out of the cells. And so this is a very critical component that is not discussed at all in this NYU professor's rant against anybody questioning unlimited consumption of sugar. Folks, if you do sugar once in a while, okay, it's a delicacy, not a staple. Make sure you take your 100 micrograms of food grown 100% whole food chromium, GKF chromium. You can learn about that in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book Ty Bollinger and I put together a couple of years back. Still good as the day it was made. All right, question of the day from a mom, and we'll hear from a mom for Mother's Day next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, cranking it up 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. This starts our broadcast week on Mother's Day. Hope y'all are enjoying it. If you're listening as an archive show, then think of it as an extension of Mother's Day whenever you do listen on GCN's archive page as well, our syndication home and broadcast radio, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, which you can find at robertscottbell.com. Now, I said there are times that we take a pause for you, our loyal and lovable listener, to ask a question or two.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Our first question of the day is it's kind of a follow-up, Super Don. I like it when we get follow-up because we get feedback. You know how it is. You answer questions. Sometimes you just don't know if what you said helped at all. And I think this time is going to give us a little indication. This is from Leanne. Leanne. She says, I have another question regarding dosages. I have purchased 500 milligrams bromelain to also help with inflammation spasms. Now, if you don't remember, this is, I think it was from last week. This is a woman who went to Spain for surgery. I mean, she had total disc degeneration. And the kind of surgery they did in Spain to help her is apparently not FDA approved here, but they're conducting it elsewhere around the world. Again, typical of the FDA prohibiting advancements and suppressing, genuine things that may help. Now, granted, there are downside to removing the FDA as well, that probably everybody would learn about dietary supplements and the truth, and the downside would be for, not for you and me, but for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So she's asking about inflammation. I gave her some insights. I'll just go through this question of the day, see where it goes. She purchased some bromelain, which is an enzyme, to help with inflammation and spasms. What daily dose of bromelain would you give, given my numerous surgeries and medications that I'm taking? Well, as far as I know, bromelain not contraindicated as an enzyme necessarily for anything that you're on, but always, check with your pharmacist. I know that they know more than your doctor about the medication you're prescribed, if you have to take any. And I'm just thinking in terms of I don't know how much bromelain is too much, honestly. You know, when I think about Dr. Nick Gonzalez and those who have followed his suggestions with pancreatic enzymes, and you're talking about given so many pancreatic enzymes, you're thinking, why aren't you digesting yourself? And you're not. You're digesting the cancer, for instance. So in this case, you got to find out what you can tolerate, I suppose, based on your symptoms. And if anybody has insight working heavily with bromelain for inflammation, please, you're welcome to call in 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Leanne says her ultimate goal is to be completely off all pharmaceuticals and only utilize natural substances. She says, I'm taking 7 daily doses of the silver hydrosol, magnesium, and we'll be ordering the pure CBD gold capsules from pluscbdoil.com as soon as I'm able to talk to my pain management doctor regarding drug screens. Because if you're worried about THC, I don't think it's negligible. It's negligible. It's probably not going to impact, but it's good if you're going to talk about screening for drugs. You should know that in advance. As well as the silicon regimen in your book. That's what we talk about, the 3 tablets of the Alta Silica 4 times a day to really replenish for connective tissue integrity. And my mom went through that. We would talk to her in a moment about that. She says, I also take valerian root and melatonin at bedtime, which was actually prescribed by my primary care doctor, who is a DO, doctor of osteopathic medicine, as Ambien was not working. I feel better already, Leanne says. I really think it's the silver. And once I increased it, my pain levels dropped. And that's interesting because, there are neurological receptors apparently on the myelin sheath of the nerve cell for silver to facilitate neurological regeneration, reduction of tissue inflammation as well there. So that doesn't surprise me. I'm always happy to hear it. But Leanne goes on. She says, my ultimate question is what dosage and for how long do I take bromelain? I'm back to that because that's not been my go-to remedy. I recognize it. We've reported on it. People talk about it for reduction of inflammation. I don't have a definitive answer. I would say, tighter on up, to the point where you see a benefit, and if you see a detriment, then bring it back down. It's very easy to reduce an enzyme without, negative impact on your body. So Leanne wraps it up and says, thank you so much for all of your help, as you truly are saving my life and allowing me to be more active with my 2 children. I was actually able to attend a bowling field trip today, and my 8-year-old son cried because he was so excited that I was able to go. Leanne.
Oh, how cool.
Dude, Leanne, that's awesome. They have a tear coming to my eye with that. That's, all we could hope as a mom that you get to spend quality time with your kids, right? And if you're always in pain, how can you do that? I know, I've seen it firsthand. So, Leanne, thanks for sharing. And if you have any more insight or you get more experiences in the bromelain scenario, but I'm really curious about when you could integrate the CBD if you get the all clear from whoever's doing these drug screens for you and for whatever reason they're doing it. I don't know why. Andy, do we have mom on the line? We don't. Okay. She's going to have to call. Yeah. Dude, Super Don, can you somehow let mom know to call me? 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. That should work, shouldn't it?
Yes, it should.
Andy, shouldn't it? Say yes on the board. 866-939-BELL. That's our special number. Okay. 866-939-2355. Call me now, mom. We're trying to reach you for some reason, phone line difficulties on Mother's Day. Bummer, dude. Let's see. What other things can I tell you in the interim here? Oh, about the Hanford nuclear site collapse tunnel. This one is one, if you're out in the Pacific Northwest, I mean, it's true everywhere around the world at this point. We really got to be looking at the issue of background levels of radiation, the rise that's been going on. Well, since the first A-bomb that they exploded, the ordnance exploded above ground in the atmosphere. And since that time, there have been increases of cancer. There's a lot of reasons for that, but one of these things is background levels nuclear, or what we call ionizing radiation. Fukushima added to the mix as well, well after what happened in Europe, of course, with Chernobyl. But you've got a nuclear waste site there at Hanford in Washington State, Northern Oregon area, I believe. Brutal. Brutal. What's happening. And I'd like to say I trust the regulatory authorities, but I don't. I think there's a lot of cover up. There's a lot of things hidden regarding nuclear energy because it is not clean energy. And it would not exist in a free market because the amount of money to insure it, it's an uninsurable risk. I don't know if you understand that concept. An uninsurable risk is a risk nobody would underwrite because it's too damned likely to happen, too dangerous. Not enough money in the world to do it. So the government underwrites this on at behest of those who profit from the nuclear industry. And guess what? It is more oil intensive in terms of the amount of oil that has to be burned to make a nuclear plant that really takes a lot of the benefit that you think of in terms of clean energy out of the mix long before it even goes online. And, of course, it's perfectly clean and safe until a disaster happens, like Fukushima or what's happening at Hanford with the nuclear spent fuel from war-making machinery. Absolutely, absolutely disastrous. So what I would have you do, I would have you take extra selenium every day, the whole food selenium we recommend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and iodine. But, I mean, 200 micrograms is not enough. You're going to have to talk about 400, 600, 800, or 1,000 micrograms in the realm of neutralizing what may be coming to you. And it's invisible. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. You can't touch it. I mean, this is the kind of thing that it's scary disaster until cancer happens. And they say, we don't know why it happened. We don't know why it happened. So with that, my mom, Mickey, she's also known as Grandma Mickey, is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mom, you there? Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm having a happy, beautiful day. Thank you.
And the crowd goes wild. The kids are happy, Mom.
I'm so happy. Yeah.
So what's going on for you on Mother's Day? I mean, you're 83. You're probably sitting in a rocking chair, can't get up. You're on numerous medications, and you're miserable. Tell me what's going on Mother's Day for you.
I am so blessed. I'm happy as can be. Take no drugs. Going dancing tonight. My West Coast swing, and I'm considered the West Coast swing queen. I'm such a good dancer.
The queen of West Coast swing, my mom. Now, there's a story I want to relate because I don't know if you heard the Leanne's episode of the pain that she's been through and looking for pain relief. You haven't been without pain in your life. There have been times where you've had inexplicable pains, joint pains, and other things, and rather than going for drugs or surgery, you call up your son, and what does he tell you?
Take more selenium and take more, you know, all the supplements that I'm taking, which is, say, the selenium, the,
all right, I'll put you on the spot here now.
Chromium and, you know.
The silica.
And silica, of course, silica and magnesium.
Yes.
And I just double up on that, and the pains go away.
So, you know, this was interesting because some people would say, you know, Robert, you just say that to everybody else, but you'd never tell your mom to do that stuff. Well, no, I do. In fact, what was it that happened like last week? You went out to a party, and you probably ate some stuff, and I don't know what it was. You called me, and you said you had a pain in your toe, and what did I tell you?
Right, yeah, my toes. You told me to just detox. And I didn't know what it was because it was unusual for me to dance. You know, it was very frustrating that I couldn't dance because every time I walked, I was limping. My toes were hurting so badly. But within 3 days of eating clean again and taking my supplement, doubling up on it, it's all gone.
Well, imagine that, the inflammation within the joints caused by things in your body that shouldn't be there. I mean, this is so basic, yet people don't get it. It's like, well, maybe I'll wait till I'm 83 and do what Grandma Mickey mom's doing. No, don't wait. Don't wait. Yeah. The fact is, you know, you are where you are because you cleaned up your diet many years ago like I did. And it changed your life, so you can enjoy your years in dancing at this point.
Yeah, and it seems that my body is so sensitive to the wrong food. Because when I eat something wrong, my body reacts right away. I get pain somewhere, and, you know, I clean it up, and it's gone.
See, but some people would complain, and they say, I don't want that. Well, what your other option is you can be on major medication, destroying your liver and kidneys and ending up in a cancerous state versus responding and reacting to toxins, even at subtle levels, appropriately because your body is healthy enough to say, you know what, that doesn't belong in me. I'm telling you, don't do that again.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm listening. I'm listening to my body, and I'm listening to my smart son.
Okay. You don't have to brag about me, Mom. Thanks, though.
Well, I love to brag about you, and I hope you brag about me.
Of course I do. We hear about you all the time here on the show. So, and I remember some years ago when the doctors told you had osteopenia on the way to osteoporosis, and we got you on the silicon challenge. You didn't like to take all of those supplements, but you did, and you reversed that bone density issue, didn't you?
Totally, yes. Completely, yep.
And as evidenced by your ability to dance like the West Coast dancing queen swing queen you are, apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
So, listen, Mom, gotta love you, and I do. Happy Mother's Day. Thanks for a wonderful, powerful message for all the other moms out there that want to be healthy and strong and dancing like you.
Absolutely. Do the right thing. Be happy and appreciate what you have.
All right, right back after this.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
World to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
All right, you thought you had discovered it all, and then suddenly a whole new dinosaur comes out of, I don't know if it's the woodwork or the stalactite or the stalagmites, but Superdon, on this Mother's Day, a new dinosaur has been discovered. Is it named for a mom somewhere, or what happened here?
Well, I suppose technically it could have been a mom. It probably was a mom, or one of them in that species was a mom. But yeah. What they did is they found this new type of dinosaur. And it's really cool how the fossil was preserved, because it preserved most of the head, the skeleton, the bony armor and all that stuff. But what they did was, when they were looking at the skull of the dinosaur, it resembles, if you remember, and this is a classic in that crossfade, totally took me back. If you remember, back in the 80s, when they came out with the original Ghostbusters, and there's the scene where Sigourney Weaver is in her kitchen, and the eggs are moving around, and stuff's happening, stuff like that, and she opens up the refrigerator, and in the refrigerator is this monster, right?
It looks, according to the picture, just like that monster.
Just like it. And the name of the monster, or the whatever it was in the movie, was Zool. Remember
Hold
that?
On. Let me check with my daughter. She loves Ghostbusters. Do you remember that Zool thing?
Yes, I do. There was, like, the lights were flickering on and off and stuff.
Right.
And then she opened the fridge, and there was, like, this blue thing.
So what do you think of a new dinosaur being discovered, and they named it after Zool from Ghostbusters?
Zool.
I think it's extremely okay.
You're okay with that?
In my ear. Yeah, that's really cool.
Can you read what they're calling it? Zool, what is that name?
Curivastator?
It's a hard one. It's Curivastator?
That's a
little like that.
Yeah.
But you know what it means in English, what that last part of it means?
Not.
Destroyer of shins.
Stay away from my shins.
Yeah, stay away from my shins. Exactly.
Yes.
I don't want that.
Now,
I don't want
the reason
one.
Why they call it the destroyer of shins is because they had the dinosaur had this really powerful club on the end of its tail that it would swing around and it would take out the shins of another dinosaur.
Another dinosaur.
Cool.
Do you ever do that when you're playing basketball, Ari?
That's cheating.
That's cheating. All right, you wouldn't.
Are you not the destroyer of shins in basketball?
And destroyer of dad.
Dad's shins, maybe.
But,
hey, Ari, you want it? You want it? It's Mother's Day. Do you have a special message for Mom?
Happy Mother's Day. We love you.
All right. Aww. Now go over there and clean something for her. Or something make her happy. All right. Mother's Day all the way around on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Getting a little silly here. But, yeah, cool dinosaur story and related to Ghostbusters. Who doesn't like that? That's awesome.
Well, and what's really cool is this museum that has Goodbye. This dinosaur. They invited Dan Aykroyd. Mm-hmm. To come, and he actually showed up and took a picture with Zool the dinosaur.
That's cool. I see that picture.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all the way around. I remember as a kid, I was into dinosaurs. I don't know if you were, but I mean, I had big color books that had just rendering
dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs
were cool when you were a kid, right? And everybody always liked the Tyrannosaurus Rex, right? Because that was the big mean guy that could.
Right,
supposed and to be the king of the dinosaurs.
Right, and we weren't even into velociraptors back then because it was T-Rex or nothing until the Jurassic Park movie came out.
That's
but I don't know if the guy that discovered this is also, I think he worked on Jurassic Park or something, but very, very cool. Ghostbusters,
very cool.
Zool the dinosaur now happening.
Hey, you want to hear something interesting about Ghostbusters?
Yeah, sure.
A couple of things I didn't realize. Did you know that both Chevy Chase and Michael Keaton both turned down the role for Dr. Peter Venkman, who was played by Bill Murray?
No. You know
Can
what?
You imagine how different that would have been with, like, a Chevy Chase or a Michael Keaton?
Totally different, yeah. Well, you know what? I want to bring up a controversial subject, because they redid Ghostbusters in an all-female cast.
Yes,
and kind of reversed
yes,
it, and it sucked. I tried to watch it, and
I didn't
5 minutes in. I couldn't even see it. It's like, but the thing is, it wasn't because it was all about women. It's because it didn't need to be remade. Now, no one consulted me on this, but had they, I would have said, do a sequel. Years down the road, the old Ghostbusters are retired, and the ladies pick up the torch from there with new adventures.
Right.
That could have worked. That
right.
could have worked, but no one called me about that. I would have seen that, but I didn't want to see a rehash of what. You can't outdo Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis and all and Ernie Hudson. You just couldn't do it. Anyway, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. A whole other hour on this Mother's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. From Zool to Zika, is the emergency in Brazil finally over? And more measles panic? Not here, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.